in our discussion about Isur Gavra and Isur Chefetz, we touched on the chiddush yesterday of Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk, the Or Sameach. And just to review very quickly, in a nutshell, he distinguishes between two principles. One is Esei Docha Lo Saseh, and the other is Mitzvah Baba Vera. In every case of a Mitzvah Baba Vera, so asks the Shagas Aryeh, we should apply Lechora the principle of Esei Docha Lo Saseh. So for example, I have Kilayim, or I have Tevel, and it's Matzah. I should be able to eat that Matzah, be Mekayim my Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Esei Docha Lo Saseh. Why do we say no? Says Rav Meir Simcha, there's a fundamental difference. Esei Docha Lo Saseh means that the Esei is pure. It's absolute. The Maisa Mitzvah is complete. The only thing is that in order to fulfill that Mitzvah and implement it, I need to violate an Avera. So for the sake of the Mitzvah, I violate an Avera. Mashenkein Mitzvah Bob Avera means that the Mitzvah is going to be Chal on something which is an Avera. I want to do the Mitzvah of Matzah, and at the same time I'm going to eat a Matzah of Tevel or a Matzah of any other Isur. He says, in very fancy language, he says that the Torah doesn't allow me to fulfill this mitzvah with an achilas isur. And you may recall, as we discussed yesterday, he says that in the case of shviras ha-pesach, in order to break the bone to get to the marrow, he says that's called esei docha lo saseh. The esei is absolutely perfect. He's going to eat the marrow, and that's the Korban Pesach. The only thing is, in order to do so, he has to violate the Iser of breaking the bone, and that he's allowed to do because Esei Docha Lo Saseh. Or, for example, if he has a Tarovis of Basar Hegdesh together with Psulei Mukdashim, as far as the Basar Hegdesh is concerned, he's eating the Basar Hegdesh. And that's a full-fledged mitzvah. At the same time, he's going to violate an Iser of Psulei Mukdashim for the sake of that mitzvah. And that he's allowed to do under Esei Docha Lo Saseh. So to continue the Rav Meir Simcha, this one that we did is on the first page, and then he goes on to the second page. And in the second page is a paragraph that starts with the word ulam. And I'll read to you a couple of lines from that paragraph. We won't go through the whole thing inside. And he says that he found the Yushalmi that wants to apply the principle of Esei Docha Lo Saseh in the case of Matzah of Chodesh. We know that if the Omer has not been brought yet, all the new Tvua that was harvested in this season is Osur Midaraisa V'Isolav called Chodesh. And now, out of this wheat, he makes a flour, and from the flour he makes a Matzah, and now he wants to eat this Matzah as a fulfillment of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And Yushalmi suggests that maybe we could apply the principle of esei docha lo saseh. In the language of the Yushalmi, leisei esei d'achilas matzah v'yidche lo saseh d'chadosh. Says Rav Meir Simcha, this seems to be antithetical to the entire presentation. We suggested, Rav Meir Simcha's idea was that you can only apply esei docha lo saseh, the esei remains independent of the Losa, said just that in order to get to the essay, you have to violate the Losa. And that we're going to allow for the sake of the Kiyuma essay. But here, it's an overlap. When you eat the matzah, you're violating the Isra Achilas Chadash. And yet, the Yushalmi applies the principle of essay Docha Losa. So, in order to answer this question, Rabbi Simcha goes back to the case of Achila B'Yom HaKippurim. Achila B'Yom HaKippurim, he says, is a classical case of an Isur Gavra. It's an Isur Amunach HaKarkafta de Gavre. And he says the following. What happens in the case of Chodesh? Why is Yom Kippur an Isur Gavra? He says because it's an Isur Atoli Bizman. So on this day, he's enjoined from eating. So too, in the case of Chodesh, on this day, meaning before the day of Tezayim B'Nisan, he's enjoined from eating this Chodesh. He says, Yesh Lachgar, he says he wants to know, is this an Isur Chefto? Or perhaps it's only an Isur Gavra? Do we say that this Isur is a Meniyah Shechala al ha'odom li'akvo. Maybe perhaps the reason why he cannot eat chadash is because the person is enjoined from eating chadash. He's held back because he has to bring the omer. Until the omer is brought, he's not allowed to eat from the chadash. Im kein lo havi iser chefta. It's not a chefta deki iser, but it's an iser being moneh ba'akev the adam before he brings the bikurim. Bikurim means the new crop that has to be used for the omer, right? Or the shtel lechem in the case of the migdash. And therefore, it's only an iser gavra. Odilma havi iser chefta ke'orla ukelayim. Isn't an iser chefta? So he says that, or you might argue that this is an Iser Gavra. Yeah. Why? Because it's an Iser Atoli Bizman. Any Iser like Yom Kippur that depends upon a time period, and after that time period passes, he's allowed to eat that food, that becomes like the Achil of Yom Kippur, and therefore it's only an Iser Gavra.
You mentioned Arla, which is also time related.
Well, Arla, the difference between Arla and Chadash, I think Daniel's point is that Arla, once it's Asur, is Asur forever and ever. There are many Surim that emerge with time. If you recall, yesterday we had a discussion in the Rugged Shavar about Chametz. And the Rugged Shavar said that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Chametz Shavala of Pesach is Asur Midaraisu with a separate Lav. Therefore, Chametz is an Isa Cheft. So what was the Rugged Shavar's point? He says that an Isra Atoli Bizman is an Isra that's transitory. But an Isra that is engendered at a certain moment of time, but once having been chal, the cheft is usur for ever and ever, the old void, like the case of Chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's an Isra Chefta.
Yeah.
Arla is therefore an Isra Chefta. So you can have an Isra Chefta that emerges at a certain period of time. But Lechora, in the case of Yom HaKippurim, that Iser emerges at a moment in time, but then it passes, it's mutter. It goes from the state of Iser at a certain moment to the state of Heter. That makes it into an Iser Gavra. The same thing emerge. He wants to apply to Chadash.
Arlo doesn't even emerge. It's just at a certain time, everything is Aser. It's not
right. But I'm saying,
not that the Peri was Aser mutter until now, Lachant.
Right, that's true too. But in the case he says of Chadash, once the Iser Chadash is Chal, is it an Iser Olami? No. The Iser Chadash will be removed. That very same object which is Aser now but Chadash becomes Mutter. And therefore he says it's an Iser Atoli Bizman. If that be the case, we understand the Yerushalmi that we started with. The Yerushalmi says, Leisei Esei Dachilas Matzah V'yidche Losa Sed Chadash. If we classify Chadash, at least according to the Yerushalmi, as an Iser Gavra, then with regard to an Iser Gavra, we say Esei Dochalosasa. But because the Cheft itself is Mutter, it's just that we have to wait until the Omer is brought. You know, it's almost as if we had a discussion many months ago about something called Bittel Esei. Who remembers that? Bittel Esei means that there's nothing inherently wrong with the Cheftza. I can eat this Cheftza, but the only thing is, if I eat it, I'm going to be Mavakal the Esei of Bikur, meaning that the first karbon from the new crop has to be the Omer. And therefore, if I use the crop, you know, any of the grains, and I eat them before the Omer, then I'm in effect being Oker, I'm being Mavakal the Mitzasei of bring the Omer min HaChadosh. Omer has to come from the Chadosh, from the new Tvuah. And in that sense, it's not an Iser in the Chefta. You know, an Iser of Bittel Esei is only in the Gavra. And he wants to suggest that perhaps this issue about Chadash might be a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Why? Because whereas the Yerushalmi says that we should apply in the case of Chadash, which Matzah's Chadash, we should apply the principle of Esei Dochalosaseh, he says that the Gemara in the Bavli, in the second parak of Pesachim, says that Chadash is an Iser Chefta. Where does it say in the Bavli that Chadash is an Iser Chefta? I looked, I didn't find it. But there Simcha found it in the following. The Gemara says that if you want to know whether the Iser is, let's say for example, in the Velos or Trefos, etc., where the Iser is only an Iser Achila, or it's also an Iser Hanna, can you feed it to your dog? So the Bavli sets up a principle. And what's the principle of the Bavli? That whenever it says lo ye ochel, it means that it's also sai be isra achila and be isra anah. So that the Gemara says that there are many lishonos that prohibit achila, and whenever those lishonos appear in one form or another, the Gemara goes through the various details, it's aser b'anah. And the paradigm is nevela, whereas the Torah says like Hashem b'sharechi itenena, which means the Torah went out of its way to be matir nevela b'anah. If not for the special heter, it would have been aser Behanah, and all other macholos asuros, unless we know otherwise, till we prove them innocent, are assumed to be guilty, and they're asur behanah. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. For ika chadash, what about the case of chadash? The chadash shari behanah disnanu machil behema. He's allowed to take chadash and feed it to his animal. And the Bavli answers, the goli rachmona kitzirchem shalachem. Meaning that it's not osur b'anah. Alma, we see, says Rabbi Simcha, that the Gemara assumed that chadash is an Israel amachal atzmo k'mo nevelu trefa. And the Gemara therefore thinks we can equate nevela and chadash. And just like nevela is osur b'anah, if not for the special heter, therefore chadash should be osur b'anah. But he says that in Yushalmi you don't find that. The Yushalmi seems to assume that chadash is an Isur Achila without an Isra Hanah. Omar Aviami quotes the Yushalmi, Shanya hi shekava kosum zman, that the reason why Chadash is Mutar Hanah is because it's an Isra shekava kosum bo zman. Pirush, the Eino Domo lekol Isurim, it's not similar to other Isurim, Ela shu minia al ha'adam. That chadash, that the Torah is saying, you're not allowed to eat from the chadash because you have to bring the omer. And therefore, according to Yushalmi, havile keachilas yom ha-kippurim v'chadoma she'ein ha'ikuv ela bizman, aval ein ha'ikuv ba'achila shel ha'chefetz atzmo. In other words, according to Yushalmi, any Isur that dissipates and is removed, it's only a time-bound Isur, that by definition is an Isur Gavra, and the paradigm of that is Yom HaKippurim is an Isa Gavra, and Chadosh, since it's only going to be Yosef until such times we bring the Omer, that's not inherent in the Heftza. The Heftza is only a Hechatimsa of undermining the mitzvah of Bikurim with regard to the Omer, and that's an Isa Gavra. And since the Isa Gavra, the Gemara never had a Hamamina in the Yushalmi that Chadosh would be Yosef by Noah. Mashenki, the Bavli, understood that Chadosh is Asur b'Isur Heftza, and if the Gemara thinks that Chadosh has any other Isur Heftza, like the Velu Treif, should be Asur b'Hanah, and the Gemara has to answer b'Kutzruchem to teach me that it's Mutar b'Hanah. So it comes out like this. The Yushalmi l'shitasa that Chadosh is an Isur Gavra will raise the question of Leisei Esei Dachilus Matzah v'Lidchei Isur Chadosh, meaning if the Matzah is Chadosh, why not apply the principle of Esei Dochalosa? Because the Chadosh per se is Heter. And therefore, when you do the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, everything is pure and 100% kosher because you're not eating any Isur. Mashen Ken, according to the Bavli never raised the question of Esei Dochalosa with regard to Matzah's Chadosh, because the Bavli understood that Chadosh is an Isur Heftza. With regard to an Isur Heftza, you can't be Makayim any mitzvah with the Heftza Nisura. And that's called a mitzvah bo baver. So there was never a havamina that with regard to matzah's chadash, the Bavli would apply the principle of esei dochalosas. Now, if we explain the Yushalmi l'shitaso holds that any isur atoli b'zman, which is removed as we pass time, that is an isur gavra by definition, and is similar to what? To Yom HaKippur. So we understand very well the Yushalmi holds that chadash is an isur gavra. But the Bavli holds, according to Rabbi Simcha, that Chodesh is an Isra Heftza, even though it's an Isra Atoli Vizman. Why is that so? So Bishlam, again, in the case of Chometz, we can argue that Chometz is an Isra Heftza, as we saw in the Rogat Shema, because we have the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that once Chometz passes Pesach, is Asur, Delav, Liol, and Voet. So therefore it's not an Isur Atoli Bizman. So Chometz we can get away with. But in the case of Chadosh, after we pass Tetzayim B'Nisan, the Chadosh becomes Yashan and it's Mutar. How can we possibly say that Chadosh is not an Isur Atoli Bizman, and a Chadash is an Isur Cheftza. And therefore the Bavli thinks that you should be Osur Bano with regard to Chadash. So I think I found the answer to this question in the Rosh Hashiva, in the Evan Ozel. So I don't know, I think I gave this out already, the Evan Ozel. This is in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. And part of this we already spoke about. I'll just very quickly review.
This is Mana Migdash. What was
Matir Chadash? Oh, excellent. What was Matir Chadash? Was Matir Migdash? Excellent, excellent. Okay, Herb, you could have written the you know, if Mrs. Alvin Meltzer were alive, he would have asked you to write it for him, ghostwrite it. Oh. So what did I find about Mrs. Alvin Meltzer? So first of all, let's just review. Everybody asks the question, from the Kesef Mishnah down, why the Rambam needs a pasuk to tell me that Chavetz is also b'mashim? After all, the Rambam himself paskins like Rabbi Yochanan at the end of Yuma that Chatzi Shir Osim in Torah. So if Mrs. Zalman Meltzer wants to suggest an answer to the Kesef Mishnah, and he wants to suggest that maybe Chatzi Shir Osim in Torah applies to an Isur similar to Chelev. Right? Chelev becomes your paradigm of Chatzi Shir. And there, the Cheftza is inherently Osim. Masha Enkin, in the case of Chametz, one could argue that since Chametz is an Isur Atoli Bizman, and the Rogan Shavu would add a footnote here, at least according to Rav Shimon, who holds the Chametz Shavu of Pesach is Mutter, therefore it's not similar to Chelef, and the halacha of Chazil Tzarufe and Chatzis Shira Semina Torah doesn't apply to an Isur Gav. Therefore, we need a special pasuk to tell me that Chatzis Shira is also in Chametz, and now, after the pasuk, we have to ask ourselves the following question. So why is Chatzis Shir also in Chametz? It's because it's an Isur Cheftza. So this is what I found here on the bottom right. He says, V'nira yesh lachkar im Chametz b'Pesach havi Isur Cheftza o Isur Gavra. Mm-hmm. And the bottom right, do you have it? It's the Evan Ozel.
Which page?
Okay, which page? It should say on it. Should say Halacha Zayin on it, and in the bottom right. Do you see that v'hanir? And again, the Rogan Shavu would say that whether or not you define and classify Chametz from Pesach as an Isur Gavra and Isur Cheftza really depends upon Machlokas from Yehuda Reb Shimon regarding Chametz Shavu of a Pesach. But you know, Rabbi Zalman doesn't have that. I don't even know if he saw the Rogan Shavu, right? So he says something else. Yesh lachkar im chametz pesach avi isur cheftza isur gavra. What's the tzad to say that it's an isur gavra? Keva deliachar pesach mutar midaraisel v'didan, the kind of like Rav Shimon. So we passing like Rav Shimon, and therefore you could certainly argue that chametz is an isur gavra, which was the Rogan Shavu's maskana. He's not sure about it. He's still vacillating as to what the status of chametz is, even if you hold that it's mutar liachar pesach. And the reason for that is because we have a special pasuk that teaches me that chametz is also b'mashehu. And in the case of an isur gavra, we would never say mashehu, right? The yisodas of chatzis shir is that it's in the cheftza, and therefore every particle and every parcel of the cheftza is also. Now he says, getting back to what we discussed earlier in Rabbi Simcha, v'chein yesh lachar gam kilin gavi chadash. If we're assuming that chametz might be an isur gavra, and why is that? Because it's mutar after Pesach. So why not apply the same logic to Chadosh and say that Chadosh liachar Omer is mutter? And if it becomes mutter, then it's not a Chefta d'Isura. Chefta d'Isura remains also liolam voet. And we're going to soon see, Rabosai, that those who argue that Mukta is an Isur Gavra, they say because after Shabbos, Mukta is mutter. That same object that was also on Shabbos is mutter after Shabbos. That by definition means it's an Isur Gavra, not an Isur Chefta. Which again supports what we saw in Rabbi Simcha, that your paradigm of an Isur Gavra is going to be Yom Kippur because it's only limited to one day and it's a Toli Bizman. Well, Achein, now we're up to three lines above the last line, because again at this point he thinks that Chadash is an Isur Cheftza. So he says no, Lo Dami. chametz lechadosh. There's a way of arguing that even if chametz is an iser, just 1 second, let me get this straight here. I'm sorry. Dami lechametz lechadosh. Let's just read it. Chadosh. I'm reading the Gemara that Kromas over Matir Rafius Man. I'm reading it to Mishael Matir Nimtza. The law of ikemo iser lizman. The law shayach. To lo shaykh matir, aval chametz the pesach the yosef dafka adazman efshelav isah chefto. Oh, so at this point, he's maintaining the following thesis that chametz is an iser gavra, and why is it iser gavra? Because we paskin like Reb Shimon, and chametz achas man is mutter, and since it's mutter liachar pesach, it's totally bizman, that makes it into an iser gavra, not an iser chefto. Again, what are we going to do with chatzis shir and kol shu? I don't know. But now he wants to say that maybe chadosh, even though it becomes mutter at a certain period of time, a certain point in time, nevertheless it's an iser chefta. Why? He says, lo dami chametz lechadosh. And here he has a very subtle distinction, which you have to rack your brains to figure out what the Rashiv is saying over here. He says, the chadosh, amrina b'gemara, da'krovas ha'omer matir. Now if he would have stopped here, I would have said, quit while you're ahead, because Kolamosif Goreh, at this point I understand very well what he's saying. That basically Chadosh is Asur Liolam. And it's not Isur Tolib Isman, just as a separate matir called Akrobus Omer. And therefore I could argue that Enoch Hinami Chadosh is an Isur Hefza.
But only part of Chadosh is good to but the Chad, in the base of Medush, it's not until Shtei Lekin.
Well, okay, that's as far as Chodesh L'Mizbeach. But let's just take for time being Chodesh L'Hedjot, right? So you have a matir called Akrovas HaOmer. This would support what we saw in Rabbeir Simcha earlier, that Enoch Hinami, according to the Bavli, the nature of Chodesh is an Isur Chefta. That's why the Bavli wanted to say that Chodesh should be Asur Be'Hanol, like the Vela. And here we're saying that Chodesh is not an Isur Atoli Bizman, it's not like Chametz. Chametz was only also for 7 days. Chodesh is basically also forever and ever. There's just a separate halach of a matir. That Kakrovas Omer is a matir. But then he goes on, and after this, I lost it. He says, Vafilu Bizman She'ena Omer. Oh, what about Bizman? I said we don't have the Omer. So what's going to be Matir Chadosh? So he says, I'm reading Itzuma Shalyom Matir. No, if Itzuma Shalyom is Matir, then it's an Isra Atoli Bizman.
Right.
Then basically we're saying it's Osir until the 17th of the 16th of Nisan, but not beyond the 16th of Nisan. So it's exactly like Chometz, that's only Osir for the 7 days.
Right.
So I don't get it. The whole thrust of what he's saying is to try to be Machalik and contrast Chadosh with Chometz. Chometz is totally Mizman, and therefore it's an Isa Gavra, right? It's an Isa Gavra. And that in effect was the sheet of those, like the Rogachev would say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Reb Shimon, since we passed like Reb Shimon, Chametz is Toli Bizman, and after 7 days Chametz is Mutter, must be that it is an Isur Gavra. But no, Chodesh, he says, is an Isur Chefta. Why is it an Isur Chefta? I don't get it. If you're telling me that something that's Toli Bizman and it's only prohibited within a certain time framework is an Isur Gavra, and then Chodesh should be a classical case of an Isur Gavra, like Yom Kippur, it's only for 1 day. In the case of Chodesh, it depends, you know, when you did the when you did the Ktsira up until the 16th of Nisan. If he would have said that the Omer is Matir, I would have said Nichash, I understand that basically Chodesh should be also Yolam. But now he's saying the Itzuma Shalyom is Matir.
But they're making enough kimina between a matir and a fixed time.
Oh.
Is this so
what's he saying about Itzuma Shalyom?
It's a matir. It's not a fixed
Excellent. It's not pshat that Chodesh is also from time T1 until time T2. What Chodesh is, there's a matir. The halach is that one of two things can be matir, either the Omer or the Itzuma Shalyom.
Why does it make a chetzer? Why does that make a chetzer?
No, what it means is that now we're open to the possibility that Chodesh Chemish might be an Isur Chefza. Why? L'chor, our hands were tied, that it had to be an Isur Gavra, because Chometz, as our paradigm, is only Asur Kuntur of Shimon from day one, you know, the 15th of Nisan, and, you know, fast forward 7 days. L'chor, if that be the case, Chadash is bound to the same definition of an Isur Gavra. Comes along Rav Zalman, and he says, then there's a matir that removes the Isur Chadash. Okay, that's good in the Mikdash, but what about Bizman Hazeh? He says, no, even Bizman Hazeh is a matir. The Tzuma Shayom is matir. It's not the fact that the Isur Chatchila was from time T1 till time T2, but that there's a new matir that's Chal. It's as if to say, if you would skip the 16th of Nisan, if you could possibly skip that day,
across
the international dayline, right? Then it would remain awesome. Why? Because you never confronted, you never had a, you know, a meeting, an encounter with the matir. You know,
the eighth day after the first day of Pesach is a matir
So that we're going to see in the case of Muktzah. Hold on. But before we get to Muktzah, which is the main subject of that discussion for today, the assumption of Rabbi Zalman in classifying Chometz as an Isur Gavra, again, we'll soon see that he vacillates back and forth on this point, but at least in that tzad, is to say that the Torah only prohibited Chometz until the end of the seventh day. So the whole Isur, from the get-go, was limited to a time period. You have bookends on this time period. Now Alan is saying, but what was the tzad in Rabbi Zalman to say that Chometz is an Isur Chefta? And the answer is that Chometz really should be Asur Yola, just as a Chalos Matir. Okay? So let's hold on to that.
There's an additional napkin, isn't it?
Yeah.
That Chometz was mutter to start with, then it went to the period of Isur, whereas Chodosh was never mutter to start with.
And therefore, it's more of an inclination to say
it's a chayv that needs a matir, right?
You know, your logic could lead us to the conclusion that chadash is an isur chefta, which at this point in time, Rabbi Zalman is very happy about. Why?
Yeah.
Because he wants to say that even if you insist that chametz is an isur gavra, chadash is an isur chefta. So Daniel points out that this chametz was mutter, it became asur, and now it became mutter again. That's called an isur gavra. But in the case of chadash, from the moment it emerged, it was asur, and therefore one could argue that it's an isur chefta. L'maisa, according to Rav Meir Simcha, on the other hand, is chadash an isur gavra, an isur chefta? That's machlok between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And two nafkaminis. Nafkamina number one is the Yerushalmi is going to apply the principle of esei dochalosa in the case of matzah shel chadash. The Bavli will never raise such a question because the Bavli holds that Chodesh is Isur Chefza like the Avelis and Trefus. And the second Afkamina is the Isur Hanah. According to the Yushabi, there was never a Havamina to say that Chodesh would be Asur Hanah. But according to the Bavli, says Rav Meir Simcha, there was a Havamina that Chodesh should be Asur Hanah like the Avelis and Trefus. Okay then? So far, so good. Now, Rabosa, before we get on to Muktzah, I wrote here in my notes from years and years ago that I had a machlokas with Rabbi Chaim Ilson. So I just want to tell you it's an interesting machlokas. I wanted to claim that, and he refused to accept this, I wanted to claim that in Machalas Asuros, there are two categories, one of which, by definition, is got to be an Isur Gavra. What are the two categories? One is called a lav, and the other is called an Isur Essay, meaning the Torah never prohibited, but it's a lav haba mechal essay. And I wanted to suggest that if it's a lav haba mechal essay, then the Torah is giving it the status of an essay. An essay is always on whom? On the Gavra, not on the Chefza. If the Torah says, don't eat this nevela and there's a lav, the Torah might be saying that this nevela is an Isur Chefza. But if the Torah is saying that you have to do X and therefore you're not allowed to do Y, that already is like a mitzvah saseh, which is on the Gavra. He refused to assume so.
Why did you want to say this? Just to say that?
Why did I want to say this? Because let me explain to you what I'm gaining. Okay. Now this is a very sensitive topic, okay? Cannibalism. Okay. So the law is that the Torah actually never prohibits basar adam. There is no law in the Torah that says you can't eat human flesh. But it's a law haba mechlal essay. So I wanted to suggest there's a sugya in Chulin and in other places in Shas called Yotze. Does anybody remember we had a long discussion about Yotze with Rav Chaim Brisker?
No.
That something that comes out of Isur is also Asur. Yotze min Asur Asur. So there's a diyun in the Achronim about dam of a human flesh. Like, let's say, for example, you cut off human flesh and there's dam inside. So some say only basar adam is asur, as an Isra say, but the dam is not. So I wanted to suggest that maybe the issue here at stake is whether or not human flesh comes under what's called a cheftzid isura. Or no, since it's only an Isra essay, therefore we'd have a din of an Isra gavra, not an Isra cheftzid. And therefore I want to suggest that nafkamina would be dam. If, let's say, you squeeze out blood from human flesh, it should have the status of yotze. But the answer is that yotze only applies to Nisar cheftz. If the cheftz itself is asr, then what comes out of the cheftz is asr. Right? You have, let's say, a tarnigolus of treifa that gives birth to a beitza. The beitza's treifa is also within yotze. But I said, supposing the tarnigolus that gave birth to this beitza would only be asr within Isar esse. Then it would be an Isar gavra. And I don't know if an Isar gavra can give birth to another Isar. Because it's not inherited in the cheftz. So Chaim didn't like it. I'm not sure why he didn't like it. He tried to insist that even an Isur essay could be in the Cheftza, and it doesn't have to be in the Gavra. I wanted to say that a Lava Bavachal essay really has the category of an essay, and he didn't buy it. All right, let's talk a little bit about two Isurim Durabbanon on Shabbos. Actually, we could talk about three different Isurim Durabbanon on Shabbos. The first two are very similar and are very close. And they are the following. If a guy cooks for you on Shabbos, and number two, if Chas Shalom a Jew cooks on Shabbos. Okay. Now, let's posit the following facts on the ground. If a Jew cooks on Shabbos, that's called Maisa Shabbos. And that Tavshil is Asur Leolam. Okay? However,
Mazin,
very good. However, if a guy cooks for a Jew on Shabbos, then that tavshil is usher until after Shabbos b'chdei sheyasa. Let's say it takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes for the cooking process to take place. You clap on the tish, you know, you made avdola, now you count another 5 minutes, and then you're allowed to eat it. So the Prima Gadim, in his introduction to Bishul Akum, he asks the following question: Goyish Bishul b'Shabbos. Why is it mutter after Shabbos? And his answer is Ki ein ha'iser iser atzmi. What does the Prima Gadim have in mind when he says ein ha'iser iser atzmi?
I don't know what he means by that, but this is only
I was hoping that you would tell me what he means. At least what I would have meant if I would have said. Correct, but it's not an Isur Mechefta. Why? Because the malach of a guy, with all due respect, is not a malacha. You can't say that this tavshil was cooked by virtue of malacha. Who's malacha? John Paul Jones? That's not a malacha. Nor of us. The Rabbanan Asa getting any benefit from his malacha. How long of a time period do I get benefit from his malacha? During Shabbos and until the last time that I can cook it myself. After we pass that time period, you can no longer say that my hana is mitzurif to his bishul. If that's what the Prima Gadim says, then maybe we have an insight into the following. There's another case of Bishul on Shabbos, which is Asur on Shabbos, but Mutar b'chdei sheyasa. Okay, that's the case of Shogeg. Not only in the case of Shogeg, Alan, but also in the case of what's called Shehiyah. Let's say, for example, he left his pot on an open flame, which he's not allowed to do. And again, without getting into Shogeg Meis, let's assume he did deliberately. I'm just trying to make life a little simpler for ourselves, because there's so many, you know, if you made a chart, there are like 16 different variables till you figure out what's the din. But let's assume he deliberately, knowingly, you know, violated the Isur Shehiyah. So the Rama paskins that in such a case he can't eat the food on Shabbos. He's mutal yachar Shabbos b'chdei sheyasa. Now, if I use the Prima Gadim as my paradigm, and the Prima Gadim says that whenever it's mutter after Shabbos, it's not an Isur Atzmi, which we would like to interpret as it's not an Isur Cheftza, but it's Isur Gavra. So what we're saying is the following, that if he violated Shehiyah on Erev Shabbos, he's not allowed to benefit from that Shehiyah. At what point do we say that he no longer is benefiting from the Shehiyah? He says, B'motzi Shabbos, B'fei Shiyasa. So we now have an absolute mirror image between two cases. We have the case of a guy who cooks on behalf of the Israel on Shabbos, and we have the case of a person who deliberately violated Shehiyah on Erev Shabbos and who's cooked on Shabbos. In both cases, the deal is that it's Asur until after Shabbos, B'fei Shiyasa. So we're suggesting that that's called an Isur Gavra. Why? If it would have been an Isur Chefta, like for example the case of a Jew who Chasrom cooks on Shabbos, then it's also the Olam, that's an Isur Chefta. There's nothing to be mad in Isur Chefta. But if it's only an Isur to benefit from a Malach of Shabbos, that's not inherent in the Chefta. I benefit from the fact that now I don't have to cook it. So until what point can I say I benefited from it? Until the Beishi Yasa. And the Prima Gadin wants to compare, this is fascinating, the case of a guy who cooks for a Jew on Shabbos with the case of Bishal Akumash. Let's say, for example, a guy on the weekday, he cooks on behalf of the Jew. Comes along the Prima Gadin and he says, you're not allowed to eat Bishal Akum, but you're allowed to eat from the Kelim. And there's no Isur Bli of the Kelim. Now, wait a minute. Bimarashah. Either it's us or it's mutter. You can't tell me that it's us, but the bliya is not us. So again, you can always say the rabbanan halacha. You know, the rabbanan never went that far. I mean, you can always say technicalities. But perhaps what he's trying to say is that just like in the case of a guy who cooks for you on Shabbos, that means that you are benefiting from his cooking, and there's nothing usur in the cheft itself, but we're going to have to wait until the time after which we can say and declare clearly that you didn't benefit. That's called b'tei shiyasa. But there's nothing inherent in the cheft. If that be the case, bishal akum is not an isa cheft. It's an isa gavra. What's an isa gavra? That you shouldn't benefit from the bishal of a guy when he cooked on your behalf. But that doesn't mean that the bliya is any benefit. I don't benefit from the bliya. Again, somebody could argue maybe that the time of the balua, you know, I don't know, maybe it gives a good time, you know, the nosing tam l'shvach, I don't know. But that far we don't go. We're not going to say that because he cooks in the pot now, and the guy cooked in the pot a minute before, that bliya that's now poletes is going to enhance my food to such extent that now I'm being nene from the bishal akum. So what I'm suggesting here is something wild. Again, I don't know if there's any truth to what I'm saying, but it's interesting that maybe the question of bliya is the question of whether or not the rabbanan create a cheftza d'isura or not. Now, at this point, I want to bring to your attention the Asmin d'Oraisa. I think I mentioned to you yesterday that Rav Yosef Engel has an entire treatise which goes on and on and on, Klal Yud, which is called Bo Yivuar Mau Iser Chefta Umau Iser Gavra. And Rabose, let me say this by introduction. The man is coming from a different orientation than mine. He uses the same terminology, Iser Gavra and Iser Chefta, and I don't know exactly what he means, but in my Rebbe Shia, he wouldn't have gotten away with this. And I'm saying it, B'loshan Amata. He says the following, that Meleches Shabbos, a person violates one of the 39 Melechs on Shabbos, he's not sure if that's an Isur Gavra or an Isur Cheft.
The Cheft being?
I don't know.
That's what we're
but I'll read to you his language, if you have it. On the first paragraph, he says, what's an Isur Gavra? He says, the Hamaisa Batzmusa Muteres B'Melechus Shabbos. Hamaisa Batzmusa Muteres.
Ella?
Raksha Adam over there. That he calls an Isur Gavra. However, if we say that the Maisa Malacha Atzma is Asura, Vehi Gufa Avera, that's called an Isur Cheft. Rabbos, I have to tell you, this is a different planet. I'm not saying he's wrong and I'm right. But I'm just telling you, I don't begin to have a clue what the man is talking about.
Well, what he's saying is like Bishul on Shabbos is only also because of the time of Shabbos. But the same Bishul, the same act that you're doing, B'chol, is Mutter.
Right, so what makes this into an Isur Cheftza? And he's so convinced that if the Malacha is Asura B'Atzmusa, that it's an Isur Cheftza, that he's going to come up with Nafkaminas. Not one Nafkamina, two Nafkaminas. His first Nafkamina is, what happens with a Goy Shehidlik Ner B'Shabbos? So he wants to know whether or not you're allowed to use that Ner for Havdolah. And he wants to say it depends on this chakira. If the malacha is asura be atzma, just that, right? If let's go with the other side, isa gavra. If the malacha per se is mutter, just that the gavra is asur, so you can't say such a thing in the case of a god. You can't say that the gavra is asur.
But there's a refer shalacha that says that that if a woman forgot to light candles before Shabbos, she can have a goy light it for her.
Right. So again, he's not going into that case. He's talking about a case of, you know, of a stamen ner, not ner Shabbos. So ner Shabbos, you know, might have different halachas, but he's talking about a ner. The guy went ahead and he lit a ner on behalf of a Jew. So he says that whether or not the ner could be used for a ner avdolah depends upon whether the halacha ba'atzmusa havi ma'isa avera, which he calls an Isur Cheftza, or no, the Maisa Batzmusa is Muteres, just that the Gavra is Asur. And he says that in the case of Goy, it would be more logical to say that the Maisa Malacha is not Asura, although then he goes ahead and he says, no, the Maisa is Asura, and it's a Maisa Batzmusa Shehimetu Eves, just that the Goy is Potter because he's a Goy. Now, how could I even entertain the possibility that a guy is doing a malach on Shabbos and it's a ma'isa tiyuv? I tell you the truth. I have no clue. Then he goes on to say that this issue about whether the malach itself is a ma'isa is batzmusa and avera is a machlokus between Rav Ashi and Rav Kahana in Masech to Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, which you'll see on your page over here. And the Gemara wants to know whether or not the Moel who accidentally circumcised the wrong baby, so he didn't circumcise the Ben Shmona, whether he has to bring a Karma Chatas or not. And the Svara of Rav Ashi is that Nidna Shabbos Lidochos Eitzel Tinokos Bi'alma. That's Lashon HaShas. That since had there been another baby in front of him who was an 8-day-old baby on Shabbos, and the Torah was matir that malacha for the sake of the Mitzvah Mila, the Torah was matir Malecha Es Chovel or whatever it is therefore he's considered a kind of a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't bring a Karma Chatos. And when Rav Ashi makes that point, Rav Kahana denies it, and he says, what are you talking about? What do you mean about Tinokos Ba'alma? Hi Gavra, this Moel, does not have in front of him a Tinokos that is an 8-day-old baby, and therefore he's not Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. So Rav Yosef Engel wants to understand, what was the svara of Rav Ashi to say that because there's a baby somewhere out there in the world, and that Moloch is Nitan Lidochos, therefore we can sort of we can lower the decibels on his criminal act, and he's not chayev a karmon and kaparas a shok. So Rav Yosef Engel wants to suggest the following: Yesh lo mede pligi besafek hanal im lecha Shabbos chashivi isur gavro isur cheftza. Tell you, I don't know. The whole thing is mamish from a different planet. He says the following: if you hold that the Isur Malacha is an Isur Ba'atzmusa, what he calls an Isur Cheftza, Shapi Yesh Kula. As far as this Malacha is concerned, I have a Kula. Why? Because this Malacha is Nitan Lidocha Oseitzel Tinokos Be'alma. But if you'll say it's purely an Isur Gavra, then he says, what difference does it make if this Tinokos Be'alma? This Gavra is Chayev only on a Mila, he's dealing with a Chiyuv of Mila Shalom's mana. So what justification do we have to lower the nature of this Avera by the fact that this Tinoko should be out? Okay, Rabbi, so the plot grows thicker. Now, watch what he does here. He says the following. Do you have a paragraph that says, Od Herichu Achronim? You find such a paragraph?
Yeah.
Oh. Good. Od Herichu Achronim b'sifreyem b'chidush svar d'chol isurim d'rabbanon ach isurei gavrahem v'lo isurei cheftza. So he doesn't tell you who these Achronim are. Okay, but let me just... you know, the encyclopedia is very good at this. And if I can find the page. Oh. He says, Achronim kasu the kol isurim d'rabbanan isurim gavra.
Okay.
And in 64, he says, the nesibos. Okay, so the Achronim here that he's quoting are he says in plural, but it's the nesibos.
See, this is plural.
Right. So he says the following. This is an untenable position. You cannot assume, as the nesibos would assume, that isuri d'rabbanan are an isur gav. Now, before we proceed, let me just point out that the nesibos was convinced that isuri d'rabbanan are isure gavra. Why? Because he says the following: Ein koach b'dibrei chachamim l'shanos esachefza mipnei mikfi mashehu v'lekvoa b'guf hadavra mahus shel isur. So, Sam, you would say this is metaphysics, right? He can't take something that's heter and then all of a sudden it's metamte mesalei because the rabbanan snapped their finger.
That's very much.
And he says, Elohim gozrim ala adam lasos o shalo lasos, and therefore he says it's only an isagav. Comes along the Asmid Doraisa, and he says this is impossible al pi alocha, and then it's not even mistaber al pi svar. So what's his proof la alocha, and why does he reject it al pi svar? So as far as his proof that this is wrong, he has a sugya in Masechta Shabbos called My Chanukah. Okay, so you remember the sugya of Chanukah, and in that sugya there's a discussion about Nosar Shemen Shebener. So you've got leftover Shemen.
Right.
So Ma'ula Hadlik Babisheni, can you use it if it's Nosar on the first day for the second day? Yes, 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 blah, blah, blah. Now we get up to the eighth day. So he's up to the eighth day, and he has Mosar Shemen Shebener. So he quotes Eishe Ultos, which is also Tanchuma, that says that Osalo Madur Bifnei Atzma Visarfa, that any extra Shemen at the end of the eighth day has to be burnt. Vilama Kevon Shehuk Tzalu Mitzvasa Osu Lishtamish Mimena. Since it was dedicated for the mitzvah, therefore you cannot use it for yourself. So to avoid any possibility of his using for himself, he burns it. Says the Asfin D'Oraisa, wait a minute, Ner Chanukah is only D'Rabbanan. He says, what Shaychus here in Isur Mukta, according to the Nesivis, in the case of Ner Chanukah, which is only D'Rabbanan? And to quote some of his language, he says, Nir Lefi Astayiti Al Pi Hachronim Anal, the Afagam D'Isurei Tori, Isurei Cheftzininu, Im Kol Zeh Isurei D'Rabbanan, Av Isurei Gavra, he says, Vizel Bavur Shachachomim Ein Bekochom Lahatil Israel Achefetz Achefetz Amutar Vakshesh Lem Koch Lomar Lo Adam She Yishma Lo Divrea Vimeno Shomei Lo Divrea Hareza Avarion Verosha Avalohosim Israel Atzmus Achefetz Dover Zem Mosogak El Hashem Yisbarach Levat Lerachek Ulekariv Achafotzim Vi Atzmusom. It gets very poetic here. Everything is in the possession of God. Ulam, on this presentation, the Nesiva says, Rabbi Yosef Engel, if Nomar came, Roy Lonum Vomar, Deha de Kaimalon, Chefet Samukzal Mitzvah, Osurban No, Yenoi Grak Mitzvah, Doraisa, below the mitzvah the Rabbanah, because you tell me the Rabbanah had no power to create an Isra on the Chefta.
What about Noisukah?
Again, the same as Noisukah. You know, it's Ner Chanukah, Noisukah is probably the same. V'zeu inyan muchtza machmas mitzvah reu bavur shemikoach heyosa chefetz chefetz el mitzvah chalov kedusha v'alkein hanu asa asura ki v'zoyinu l'kedusha chefetz shiyahen mimena odom. Vareze ke'ein hanos hegdei shi asura. Vini zei yitokin rak b'mitzvah d'oraisa, but b'mitzvah d'rabon and nomor shi isuri d'rabon and lav isuri chefta ninu. Nidnei she'ein kach b'chachom and l'chadish dover shu ba'atzmus hachem, isu ba'atzmus hachem, it's a kein, who would in lehep of b'mitzvah d'rabon and yichom chachom and rak lomer ala odom shi yasa kach b'kach. Vim over, vareze avarion v'rosha, vol shi yochal ala chefetz b'atzmus hoshem, chefet shal mitzvah tochol of kedusha, tochol of kedusha v'apasa, Yosu chefetz shal mitzvah, ze lo yitochim b'mitzvah d'rabbana. Kevon shi divrem, ein lehem mavo, b'atzmus hachefetz. Him kein yimtza, the din mukta machmas mitzvah lo shaki mitzvah d'oraisa, lo mitzvah d'rabbana. And yet the Gemara establishes that there's a din Isur Mukta even on a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And basically at this point he rejects the Nesivos outright. And he writes, Omnam the MS, if you want to know the truth, Legali Guf HaSofek Anal I Isurim d'rabbanan Isuri Cheftininu Eino. That's not a valid Sofek. Forget about the Sofek. Why? Even if I accept and I grant the Nesivos his premise that the Chacham cannot take a Chefetz of that Torah and convert it to a Chefetz of the Isura, he says, "Im kol zeh kevan ta'akodesh baruch hu maskim al divrei Chachamim." The Torah says, "Vasisa kachal sheyerucha." Im kein achareisha asu Chachamim es hadavar. Hini ha'akodesh baruch hu maskim al ha'isur. V'im kein shuv ritzoni yisbarach shalo yochal adomra huvim kein kevin shadomu maruchak miritzono shal Hashem yisbarach ashaloha ha'aretz u'maloha again is v'meila nas adomra hu cheftu d'isur b'yatzmuso v'meila chalo tiyuv ma'pa'as v'ichuko mikdushas ritzono shal makom kodesh baruch hu. And the same thing applies to the mitzvah Rabbah. Then he goes on and on, but mostly it's a different shpach.
I don't know.
He's coming from a different planet.
Yeah, I don't know what
he's saying the following. That once I got his proch is maskim al yodam, then the male of the chefza becomes a chefza visu. And his proof is from the din of mukta in a mitzvah drama. So Rabosai, I want to disagree with Yadi Saiti on two counts. Both in terms of his proof from mitzvah drabona, and secondly in terms of his logic. I think the logic is faulty. In terms of his raya from mukta on a mitzvah d'rabbanan, that's a ridiculous proof. When it comes to mitzvahs, all mitzvahs are on the gavra. So what is the whole concept of mukta? The answer is, if I dedicate something for the purpose of a mitzvah, then it becomes mukta. Whether or not it's d'oraisa d'rabbanan is irrelevant.
Besides, the whole rules for Chanukah were just that. That's the way it is.
Mukta means you've dedicated this for a mitzvah. You dedicated for a mitzvah, then it's mukta. What does that have to do with a cheftza d'isura? The Nesivos is right that in the case of a cheftza d'isura, only the Torah could create a cheftza d'isura, not the Rabbanah.
Right.
In the case of mitzvahs, all mitzvahs are on the gavra, but nevertheless there's halacha mukta. Why? Because you took a mitzvah and you clamped it down, you designated a certain chefetz, that chefetz becomes mukta l'mitzvah. Now, in terms of his logic that the Torah agreed to the Chachamim and granted them the authority and therefore becomes a Chefetz of the Isura, that's ridiculous. The Chachamim are granted the authority by the Torah to listen to the Chachamim. The Torah is not going ahead and saying that therefore the Chefetz is a Chefetz of the Isura. You can't just convert a Chefetz of the Torah into a Chefetz of the Isura. You can do it through Neder, but who says the Rabbanan can do it? The Torah gave them the okay and the Haskava and Smicha and all that. That means that Tzini Sagavra, the Torah was saying that you got to listen to the Chachamim. In fact, I'll tell you the truth, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Masech to Sukkah, I don't remember what daf, maybe about Lamed Vav, he says that when you do a mitzvah Rabbanan, the bracha is Asher Kitshon Mitzvah Sov L'Shmah B'Divrei Chachamim L'Shmah L'Skevim. it means the mitzvah is to do what the Zkenim told you to do, and the Chachamim were granted that authority by the Torah. I don't know. I was just fascinated by this because here's a Maimar that's totally dedicated. How many Klolim does he have in the Sefer, all told? Let me just see the total number here. If they tell you in the table of contents, oh, they don't tell you, so you have to look in the back. He's got 25 Klolim here. 26 Klolim. One of 26 is dedicated to Isagami Sechefza. And I rest my case. I have no clue what the man is batting. It's a different language. He's in a different planet, I'm telling you.
Wasn't he the Rebbe that some suffer?
No, he's way after the Tzumseh.
Oh, it was after the Tzumseh. Yeah.
I think that we've discussed in the past, I don't know the history of it, that there's something very similar to his approach to the Rogachevitz.
I think it was Nosson Adler.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Nosson Adler. But Nosson Adler was holy of holies. Okay, now, in the few minutes that we have remaining, I want to talk to you about Muktzah. Now here, what I have for you is a Maimar in Hare Kedem, which is called Simon Mem Tes, Bidin Mukta Lachatzi Shabbos. Okay, I see it. Did I copy this for you? All right. So, Bli Neder, anybody wants a copy, just come forward and take it afterwards. And I don't want to break the 5 minutes that we have left. Okay.
Who is he?
This is Rav Shurkin, quoting from his notebook of the Rav Shirin, Rav Salvechik Shirin. That's called Hare Kedem. Okay. And he says the following. He quotes Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis, the Rashba in Beitz Daf Chavav Amud Beis. And the Gemara has a Safek, according to Hillel, about Muktzah L'chatzi Shabbos. So it means something became Muktzah in the middle of Shabbos. So do we say that even though it wasn't Muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, now it becomes Muktzah? So Tosfos and the Rashba say the following. Listen carefully. Lomi Boile, the whole Safek in which Hillel vacillates back and forth, Elabim Muktzah L'achila. That maybe it could become Muktzah L'achila in the middle of Shabbos. Aval Muktzah L'tiltul. Pshita di ein muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. In other words, there are two isurim muktzah. One is achilas muktzah, and the other is tiltul muktzah. As far as tiltul muktzah is concerned, the Rishonim insist that there's no such thing as muktzah in the middle of Shabbos. Whereas, as far as achilas is concerned, maybe there is. Let me just give me a few minutes. What's the beer? And he says the following. He quotes the Sheet of Gubetzis at the beginning of Beitzah, and this you may recall, because Rashi says something similar, that the Iser Muktzah Achila is an Iser Do Rice, because the Torah says, V'ichinu es asher yochlu, you have to prepare the food that you're going to eat. V'ilu Iser Muktzah B'tiltul, hu Iser D'Rabban. So we now have two dimensions of Muktzah. One is Do Rice, that's Achila, and the other is D'Rabban and Tilt. V'nira, to be emes heim chalukim, meaning achila and tiltul, be etzem yisod dina. The iser tiltul muktzah hu shvus mishum meleches hotzah, meaning if you start carrying it, we're afraid you'll carry it out into Rishus HaRabim. And he quotes Gemara in Shabbos and says, tiltul gufa lab mishum hotzahi, which is a rhetorical question, meaning it's mishum hotzah. In Cain, listen to the language here, be yisodo havi iser gavra. Why is this an Issa Gavra? Because whenever you talk about Issa Shabbos, like the 39 Malachas, or for example, a Shvus, or to Meleches Mavi, Meleches Otzah, then you talk about an Issa Gavra. In parentheses, against Rabbi Yosef Engel, who understands that Meleches Shabbos is Bat Smuso Asura, and therefore it's an Issa Cheftza. But anyway, he's assuming that every Malach is an Issa Gavra. And he says the following, Masha Enki Bedin Isra Achilas Mukta, which is Doraisa, according to that Shita, Nira Dehavi Isra Cheftza Mamish Ke'ein Macholas Asuros. And he says the following, V'nira Levar Bozeh, as a gemara be beitz daf gimel amid beis, the iser mukta havi dover she yesh lo matirim. Right, the Gemara says over there, Beitz Daf Gimel, that if, let's say, Mukta falls into a Taroves, then we're not going to apply the normal din of Bittul, because Ach Toklen of Isa, Toklen of Heter, we're going to say it's a Dover Shieshlo Matir. He says, therefore, Einisur Mukta Bot, fine. The Yeshlo Tvalz, he says, I don't understand. What do you mean it's a Dover Shieshlo Matir? Ayin Ramah, Yoredea, and now we're talking about whether or not chametz is a dover sheish lo matir if it falls into a tarovas. So the Rambam writes in Yoredei Siman Kuf Beis, dover sheish lo heter v'chozer v'nesar kigon chametz v'pesach lo mikri dover sheish lo matir. So the Rav says, why isn't it dover sheish lo matir and after Pesach is it's mut? Habir bazeh. The afal gavta iso toli bizman. It's almost as if Rav Salvation knew all the stuff that we've been doing, which, by the way, I promise you, he didn't. He had no access to Rav Meir Simcha, and certainly Kal Vachomer to Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer. But he understands very well that intuitively an iso toli bizman might be an iso gavra. He says no. That's not enough. Why? He says, Onama Isur Toli Bizman, Avalo Choshiv Isur Sheyeshlo Matirin. What does it mean, a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin? Shaharei Enolov Chalos Maisa Matir Bemotze Pesach. In order to create a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin, you need a Maisa Matir. Now, if you're saying that something is usur only for a time period from the get-go, right, so when that time period passes, it's mutter, that's not a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. I guess we could say that's an Isa Gavra, which is only limited to that period of time.
What about Havdalah at the end of Pesach?
Wait, one second. Alan, I can't... Okay, let me just see if I get to the punchline here, right? So he's saying the following. Masha Enkin Benogea, he says, Lechametz, again, what was the point of the Ramah? The Ramah said that Dabar Sheyesho Heta V'choza V'nesa K'yom Chometz Pesach Lo Mikri Dabar Sheyesho Matirin. He says it's not... Hare Einol of Chalos Matir B'motzei Pesach. So he says, how do you understand Chometz? There are two ways of understanding Chometz. One way is to understand Chometz El Chathchil L'Torah only asked Chometz for what? For 7 days. The other way is to say no, that there's a certain Matir that applies. Like, for example, I'm just thinking out loud, let's say Maaseh Sheni Chutz L'Yushalayim, the Matir is to bring it into Yushalayim, right? So here there's no Maaseh of being Matir the Chametz. He says, Ein Olav Chalos Maaseh Matir, and if it doesn't qualify as a Dover Sheyeshlo Matir, Elamai Ovar Zmani Sura. V'arei Gam L'Pesach Haba Hu Asur B'Yisur Chametz. So it's not like there's a Matir, because if there was a Matir, then maybe next Pesach it also should be Matir. The answer is no. Every Pesach it's Asur for those 7 days. V'ma'u Dover Sheyeshlo Matir in Hainu Davka B'Yisur Sheyeshlo Chalos Matir Al Yidei Maisa HaMatir Kigon Tevel. Tevel is a Maisa HaMatir, and that would make Tevel into a Dover Sheyeshlo Matir, and it wouldn't be Batur, because that first is true as the Matir. O Chadosh Shamatir akrovas haomer. The avichalos maisa matir mamish. In Cain, lefize my time of mukta. The Gemara in Beis Adav Gimel considers mukta a dover sheish lo matirin. The afagav the ena iser noig el b'shabbes. I will sof sofa iser en lo heter rotzayish en lo matir rotzayish el liachar shabbes lo mishkaches loy. If the Rambam is saying that chametz is not considered dover sheyeshlo matirin, then mukta should not be considered dover sheyeshlo matirin, because chametz is saying there's no maisa matir, it's only also for 7 days. The same thing should apply to mukta, it's only also during Shabbos. V'nira lomer b'zeh dover chadash. Right, of course, the Chassam Socha would say Chodesh also ben Torah, right? The Hidei Gemara Bereish Beitza Al Hodemai B'Yisur Mukta L'Achila Kigon Beitza Shanol D'Biyantu Zeh Nira Lomar De Be'emes Mitzad Ha'Yisur Achila De Mukta Havi Yisur Olami, that the Yisur Mukta should be also even after Shabbos. The Ha'al Yidei HaChisar Nachana HaChefza Atzmo Nesar B'Yisur Achila B'Yisur Achila Kevin Shu Yisur Chefza Mitzad Atzmo Havi Yisur Olam V'Ein Chalos HaYisur L'Shabbos Dafka. In other words, the chalos isur books in the cheftza should be chal even after Shabbos. V'ha the kol buksa yeslo hetel yachas Shabbos. Hainu mishum shekemosha ben hashmoshos shel erev Shabbos oser isur buksa. Hu adin hachinami. Habein hashmosh shel motzoi Shabbos have a matir li isur muktza and mafkia kol isur muktza v'motzi Shabbos. So he goes on to say that the isur of muktza is basically an isur heft. If it's an isur heft, it should be asur olamis. Again, we're talking only about the isur achila, and therefore mitzaratzu it should be asur an isur olam. No, so why is muktza mutter after Shabbos? He says in the that the bein hashmosh shel motzi Shabbos is matir the isur muktza, even though mitzaratzma should be asur, and that's how he wants to explain why muktza is a dov sheishal matirin. And the Gemara in Beit Zadav Gimel says that if muktza falls into tarobes, then it's not going to be batel because the dov sheishal matirin. So you have chametz on one side, which is a dover, which is not considered a dov sheishal matirin because chametz is only asur for 7 days, and wait a minute, and in the case of muktza, we're saying that muktza is a dover, is an isur heftza. So he's saying the following. Chametz is an Issa Gavra, and that Issa Gavra only extends for 7 days. The total Yasin for 7 days. But the Issa Muktza, on the other hand, is not an Issa Gavra, but rather an Issa Heftza. Again, we're talking about the Issa Achila.
Yeah, because there's a material, what is the money?
No, I'm saying that's what this article is about, to prove to you that Muktza is an Issa Heftza. And therefore he says, so what makes it into a Dabar Sheshon Matir? And the fact is that Beit HaShmash, this is a separate Matir. And he goes ahead and tries to prove, in the rest of this long article, that Beit HaShmash is a Matir of the Isur Muktza. But Beit HaMurim, only as far as the Isur Achil is concerned, but as far as the Isur Tiltul is concerned, that's an extension of Hotzah. And Hotzah is an Isur Gavra. And so too, the Isur Tiltul is an Isur Gavra. And therefore, when it comes to Chatzis Shabbos, maybe we'll have to polish this up a little bit later on, not now, that you cannot create an Issa Gav in the middle of Shabbos. You can say that the Cheft itself is also, and that generates the Issa, and that's the Issa Achila, and that's what the Gemara vacillates about according to Hillel, whether an Issa Cheft of Mukta vis-a-vis Achila could be Chal in the middle of Shabbos. But as far as the Issa Gav is concerned, the Issa Tiltul, that could not be Chal in the middle of Shabbos, because that's an Issa Gav, and there's no Issa Gav that could be Chal in the middle of Shabbos. If the Shabbos is matir, then it's matir the whole Shabbos.
But the matir.
Okay, then. So Rav Moshe, we'll stop here. We can continue the discussion, Alan.
Yeah.
I just want to say that this concludes our discussion about Issa Gav and Issa Cheftza and Mitzvah Shem. We're going to talk next week about Mitzvah Sagavra and Mitzvah Sacheftza. Okay. The new concept of this called the Chobas Cheftza. That'll be on Mitzvah Shem Yom Rishon. Yeah.
Can you explain to me why this is not just a play on words to say that the mutza has a matir ben hashmoshes on Motzei Shabbos.
So for that, Alan, again, I don't have the time right now, but I'll give you the photocopy if you'd like to take it. This is a big yisod that ben hashmoshes is matir mutza. It has many, many complicated applications. It's not something that you should dismiss outright. It's very well founded, you know, and not only in this article, but in many, many other ones.
Why is that different than saying that? What is it saying that?